You are listening to episode 23 of the Fitzroe podcast, and today is for all of my Instagram peeps. And by that, I mean people who are on Instagram trying to influence people, or they have a brand on Instagram, they have a business on Instagram. You're trying to influence humans with what you post on Instagram and in your stories. This is who today's podcast is for. I am going over specifically how to sell on Instagram, and also just some changes that have happened on Instagram and maybe some things that used to work that aren't going to work now and what you can do instead. So if that sounds appealing to you, then you will love today's episode. And without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller. Certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitzpo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitzpro. All right, I bring this topic up because it was the bulk of a conversation that we had inside our first live call for FitzPro Foundations, and it's a relevant thing, I think, to share here, so here we are. When social media changes, we need to change with it, not necessarily our message or our brand or things like that, but we need to change our tactics. Now, I'm going to touch on posts in the feed and using your stories today and how you can use both to build trust and make money for your business and brand. We must start with first the things that used to work on Instagram and that aren't necessarily going to work for you now. The most important and the one which will save you the most time and even make you money is posting every day. Posting every day used to increase engagement and exposure. The experts would tell you that you need to post every day, even twice a day when you're first starting out. So you used to front load your Instagram posting to get more posts in your feed and to get in front of people. But that's because the posting used to be chronological and not via the algorithm. So while posting every day used to work, that's no longer true. And that's good news for you if you're just starting out. People spend 75% of their time in stories. I learned that from Shalene Johnson. She got her numbers from her Instagram team and experts, if you're wondering where that came from. So this is where you need to be spending your time too, is in stories. And if you're going to post something on your feed, it needs to be epic, consistent, and speak directly to your audience and grab their attention quickly. Just because you don't need to post every day to grow like you used to doesn't mean you don't need to be consistent. Consistency breeds trust with your audience, and posting once a week and then five times a week and then not for a month is no good for building trust with your audience, right? Like, that's logic. You can understand that. And it's not going to keep you in the forefront of their minds. And you want to be in your ideal client's mind, in your audience's mind, as often as you possibly can be. So you need to be consistent, and I suggest creating a system for this. We go way in depth into this inside FitzPro Foundations. In fact, social media is its own module completely. But to lay out the basics here, you need to have categories that you post in, and stories that are within those categories that you can tell either about yourself, about client experiences, about a story that your ideal client would relate to. And then you need takeaways for your clients within those stories and categories. And you need your photos to be appealing or your video content to be appealing and easily digestible. Like, Instagram is visual, right? It's a visual platform in its organic form. So we can't be looking a mess. You need to make sure that whatever you are posting as far as pictures or videos is captivating to the eye and is going to grab someone's attention. And you can get as creative as you want with that. So as far as your system goes, I suggest having 80 to 90% of your content, planned in 2 week or month increments. You can use apps like Planoly to do this, or you can organize it yourself, which is what I do. I make a grid in Canva or PhotoGrid, which are just apps, and then I have the captions written in my notes with like a heading that matches whatever the photo is, so I know what goes together. And the captions are also in order in my notes, so I just copy and paste it and then move on to the next one, you know, delete that, move on to the next one. And then I plan those in my planner as well, in my actual paper planner. That's what works for me. You could have it all digitally done as well if that's what works for you. There are tons of Instagram planning posting apps. So you just have to find what works best for you and your personality and your scheduling lifestyle, what you prefer. But that way you do 3 hours of work. It takes me about 3 hours for mine, every 2 weeks or every month, and you just plug and chug whenever it's time for you to post. Now, if you're like, but Annie, you post almost every day. Okay, well, that's because I've done that for 3 years now, and my people expect that from me, right? Like, I've established that that's what I do, so now that's the expectation. I'm actually trying to pull back on that a bit and not post 2 days per week. So we'll see how that goes. I also just have a lot to say, typically, so every day kind of works for me, and I speak to a few different ideal clients, and so I want to make sure I touch on all of those and I'm serving those. Really, it's only two, but still, you know, that's twice the volume that you might have to post for your one ideal client. So because people spend less time in their feed, you need to make sure that you are catching their attention and stealing the time that they do spend in their feed by providing value to them and reminding them what it is that you do. Why are you here? Who do you help? How do you help them? Tell stories that have a takeaway and serve them as your ideal client, as your audience. If you don't know your ideal client or your niche that you're speaking to, this is going to be difficult. And it will also be difficult if you don't know what problems you're trying to solve for them or what conversations they're already having inside their head about struggles and things like that. Because you need to be meeting your ideal client where they're at right now as they scroll through the gram. And once you know these things, you will become more confident with your copywriting, and it doesn't matter if you have 100 followers or 10,000 followers, you will 100% make more connection once you know your ideal client and what is going on inside their brain, and you can start speaking to that. So the last point that I have to make with posting in your feed is that it's a bonus if you can create posts that are swipeable, shareable, and savable. Those are your three S's of posting in your feed. Swipeable, shareable, savable. When people interact with your posts beyond commenting and liking, that tells the algorithm in Instagram that you need to be at the top of their feed and that they want to hear and see more of you. So every time they swipe, share, save, you know, send your post to someone else, hit that message button and send it to someone else or save the little flag, that's a bonus for you. So when you make a post and you're sad because it didn't get very many likes, start clicking on the little button in the left-hand corner that says View Insights. I think it says View Insights. Says something Insights. Start clicking on that instead, because that data is far more valuable to you as to what posts are connecting and which ones aren't. And you do, I think, need to be a business account in order to view those insights, just as a side note. And of course, always encourage your people to like your posts, comment, swipe, share, shoot me a DM, etc. We want to encourage interaction. And this is another way that you build trust with your audience. You're building an actual relationship versus just shoving information into their face and not creating a conversation of some kind or an interaction of some kind. Okay. That wraps up your feed. You don't need to post daily, but you do need to be consistent. Your photos or videos need to be attention-grabbing, and your caption needs to have purpose and meet your ideal client right where they are at in order to keep their attention and that 25% of time that they are spending in their feed is with you. In that post, make sure that it is a swipeable, savable, or shareable post. That is just an added bonus and increases engagement and interaction with you as well as trust with your clients. Now, let's dive into tips for engagement and selling using your IG stories. Straight up, you need to show up in your stories with your face and speaking to the camera. And I'm about to get graphic, so if you have kids with you, plug their ears in 3, 2, 1. Talking in your stories for the first time is going to feel like you're a baby fawn falling out of your mother's vagina onto the earth for the first time and immediately trying to walk, okay? It's going to feel awkward. It might even look awkward. But hear me, it will only get better if you keep doing it. You have to keep showing up and being more and more of your goofy, sassy self. Okay, your future clients need you to do those first few awkward, choppy, stiff stories so that you can serve them and connect to them and build trust with them on another level. So expect the first few times to feel awkward. Let it live on the interweb for 24 hours, and then do it again and again and again, day after day. Fact of the matter is that you are missing out on a huge opportunity to expedite your clients' trust in you and make more money on Instagram if you are not using your stories and using your stories in the way that I am talking about, with you on camera speaking to your humans. So a tip for those of you who definitely feel the fear of being that fawn falling out of your mother's vagina and how awkward that's going to be. Don't come on without a plan of some kind. Don't just show up not knowing what the hell you're going to talk about, because anyone would be awkward doing that. I suggest starting out with something that you're already comfortable talking about. Share an experience with your audience that helps them relate to you, and it humanizes you. Right? It humanizes the trainer. If you just come out of the woodworks trying to sell to them right away and you've never been in your stories, you will absolutely fail. You have to build trust with them first and connect on an emotional level before they're going to purchase anything from you. And like I said, people spend 75% of their time on Instagram in stories. So it is definitely worth your effort and that first, you know, awkwardness to start showing up here, so that you can make sales through your stories and connect with your clients. So let's get into selling. The more you show up and talk to the camera, the more sales you will make. Why? Because if you're only showing up and speaking to your audience when you want to sell them something, it doesn't look good. Even worse, if you show up and you just have a picture of like, I'm opening one-on-one coaching, or I have a program coming, and it's just a photo with click the link in my bio or whatever, you haven't connected to them on any level yet. They are like, where did this come from? Next, swipe. Okay, so a sales pitch should be intertwined with free value. So the more often you're showing up in your stories on a daily basis, providing them some level of value, the better. Then when you talk about your offer, it's just more free value plus a sales pitch at the end, or intertwined somewhere in there, followed by your normal daily stories and value, right? It doesn't come out of left field. So don't just say, spots are now open for my one-on-one coaching. You have to provide value first. So ideally, this value is with a story of some kind, either a story about your life and experience and how the tactics inside your one-on-one coaching have helped women experience freedom or get strong or whatever it is that you're offering. Educate your audience on your system first and how it can help them. Tell them what you used to struggle with or what your clients struggle with and how they or you don't struggle with that anymore, how you've made progress via this system that you use in your one-on-one coaching or whatever applies to you, okay? These are just examples. So keep in mind that this needs to be authentic. You know what shitty sales feels like on the buying end, right? You know when it feels like you're being sold to versus when it feels like someone is providing you a solution, when they understand what you're struggling with, what your biggest fear is, and they're providing you a solution, they're meeting you where you are and saying, hey, I've got something that can help you with that. That's different than me shoving something into your face when I haven't laid down a trustful foundation first, right? So they'll know that it's not authentic, and that's off-putting. And you have definitely, I'm sure, experienced bad sales. It's all over the place. So show up with your beautiful face in good lighting. Find a window and face it. Speak and look into the camera. share your experience or what your struggle has been. Show that you know your ideal client and give them a system or knowledge to help them out. Don't give it all away. You want to keep them curious and wanting more, right? But people like to be understood and informed, and they need to trust something and connect with it emotionally before they make a purchase. And that's on you. Create trust in you and your brand via your stories, and try to keep your stories under 10 slides, specifically when you're selling something. So like if you're creating a stream of slides that you are going to end up pitching at the end or, you know, somewhere in the middle, try to keep those slides under 10. And for the love of all things holy, please add text to your slides. People aren't listening to you most of the time. Okay, if I get on the stories and someone doesn't have letters, words telling me what they're talking about, summarizing their slide, on to the next one. I'm not listening to you, can't hear you, next, moving on, okay? You don't have to type every single word that you say in the story, but you need to summarize and let people know what they're missing out on and create curiosity with that. So add text to your slides, so that if a person isn't listening to you, then they can at least grasp what you're saying and again create curiosity so that they want to turn on the noise or hear more from you or stay in that reel of stories. And from a branding standpoint, if you can be consistent with the text, the type of text, right? So there's different fonts you can choose from. If you can be consistent with the text and the colors that you use, that's even better. It's just another way to brand and make people think of you and recognize you when they're going through their stories. So talk about things that are real to you, that are easy to talk about, and provide value to your clients and humanize you as the trainer or coach. You're not going to die, I promise. You're not too weird. You're you, and being you will only elevate and expedite your success with selling on Instagram. People gravitate towards authenticity, my friends. And you'll experience this once you choose to consistently show up for your people with the intention on the gram. Oh, and with stories, you get 1 day per week off. Yes, you heard that. I want you in your stories daily because your ideal client is probs in her stories daily. You don't have to rock people's worlds every day, but you need to relate via being yourself and being authentic, okay? People go to stories because they're real. People like stories, like literally like hearing stories, and they like authenticity. That's what's so appealing about stories. It's where I show up with no makeup and share my life with people. That's why people like watching them. Being real is appealing to people, and they crave it more than ever in this time period, right? They are bombarded with fake things all the time, with superficial things all the time. People crave authentic relationships and real humans. And your stories is the perfect place to do that. So you need to relate via being yourself, and that needs to be sandwiched with value of some kind, which depends on who your ideal client is and what they need to hear in order to trust you more. You can share client successes. You can share your tactics and systems, something you're learning or trying right now, and welcome them into that process. You can share your meal prep or workouts with little tips and text and information on the slide. So don't just post your food, but post what you're eating, why you're eating it, what's your process of meal prep. Do something that adds value to their day, that isn't just selfishly sharing your life. And then, like the feed, you need to do this consistently. People lose interest, and you want to be on their mind always. So buck up and go all in with your gram game. It won't disappoint. I can promise you that. So that wraps it up. Post in your feed consistently. Doesn't have to be daily. Make it pretty. Meet them where they're at and give takeaways. Telling a story is best. The three S's, swipeable, shareable, savable, those are all bonuses. Doesn't have to be everyone, but it's a bonus. For stories, show up with your beautiful face on the video, speak to your people, provide value before pitching a sale, make it authentic, let them know how their life can improve if they use your tips and services for free on the gram, and add text to these stories so that they know what the heck you're saying. Make it easy for your audience to take in whatever it is that you're sharing with them. Pitch the sale at the end in no more than 10 slides. Use a swipe up feature if you have your swipe up feature. If not, you need to lead them to the link in your bio somehow. Make it enticing, get them there. Use arrows and GIFs and things like that from Instagram. Your people and the platform both like when you do this. Remember that the more often you show up on a daily basis in your stories, providing free value, the less annoying and off-putting it's going to be to your following when you show up wanting them to buy something from you. Stand with your sales, with value, always. Bonus, forgot this, record your story in the hands-free mode so that they string together with no breaks. People are expecting now that when you watch a story, it flows, right? It's like watching the 10 slides as one big video instead of you pausing in between and them not flowing properly, seamlessly. So use the hands-free mode in stories if you can, so there's no weird transitions or anything like that. All right, fam, it's that time. If you liked this episode, or if you would find value here, if you do find value here, please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review the show. It means the freaking world to me, for real, guys. I love it when you all, I don't check the reviews enough, but you guys DM me and tell me that you've left a review, or you tell me that the podcast is helping you, it's adding value to your life, and that it's one of your favorites. And I don't have words when you guys tell me that. And it does help get my message out into the world to other people. So please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast if you haven't. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you for listening to the FitzPro Podcast.